Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Ed 211, Charleston, Staten Island, in New York City. I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave and standard listeners message heard on the N2ROW Link Repeater System every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this ad is to provide a general discussion forum for everyone that is interested in the radio monitoring hobby. We talk about all the frequencies that you can tune into from DC all the way up to light and everything else in between except for amateur radio. And that's because we can talk about amateur radio at any other time during the week. So we're going to talk about who's on these various frequencies, what equipment you need to use to tune them in, where you can find information about what's going on those channels, and sources of equipment, peripherals, antennas, all sorts of other ancillary information to help make the hobby a little bit more enjoyable for you. We have some basic ground rules for the net. One is please use the repeater in the system that is closest to where you are. To find out which repeater is closest to you, please go to www.n2row.net, look at the chart, and pick the repeater which is closest to you. This way you will come in with the cleanest. For those who are checking in on the air, we ask that you give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. Traffic, any comments or questions that you want to share with anyone else. If you don't happen to have any traffic, then just say no traffic and we'll move on to the next person in the list. If you're unable to get into the repeater, either because of distance, technical difficulties, or you may not have your amateur radio license yet, you can participate by dropping your question or comment in our email. Our email address is nyexa@yahoo.com. So at this point, we'll say about the check-in. Please space it out so we don't get people coming on the coast. That's one of them.
Who's the net?
N2NOZ. WA2OK. With traffic.
Thank you. full flight ended in the Sierra Bravo and it attached the rest of the media.
November 2, X-ray Victor Delta, Tom, Staten Island, no traffic.
Hey, good evening, Tom, and good to be here. Anyone else?
November 2, Sierra, Charlie, Romeo, Jim in Aberdeen, New Jersey, no traffic.
Attention please, there are current weather alerts or warnings for the local area, including a winter weather advisory. Please consult your local weather radio for details. This is November Bravo to Alpha Link.
Tonight, and what's happening. The entire initial in television history, and we're looking at basically 100 years now, has been littered all over the place by all sorts of people who had some type of contribution, whether they're coming up with a new technology or making something cheaper or more popular or just doing it in different ways. There's so many different things that have gone on in the history of radio today that unfortunately in the recent past seems to be dwindling and left the devices of major corporations and factories of cheap labor overseas.
Justin, it's always
and all the forecast that Gemini meteor showers that are occurring now until the week. This is debris from asteroid 3200 Phaethon. Result, the annual Gemini meteor shower is underway, it says. Skywatchers around the world are reporting a slow drizzle of late-night meteors at least as bright as the stars of the Big Dipper. The best is yet to come. Forecasters expect the shower to peak on Friday, the 14th. The dry field for 48 hours. No matter where you live, watch the sky between local midnight and dawn. People outdoors before sunrise on Friday can see dozens to hundreds of shooting stars. Depending upon the details of Earth's encounter with Phaethon debris stream, the shower continues into the weekend as well. And this comes from spaceweather.com. And this is an opportunity for some people to do some quick digital CW work up in the VHF band, where the wavelength is small enough to bounce off the particles as they come through the atmosphere. So, could be some interesting things to be doing around. Let's see, WB2KTV, you're up next, please. And it's one of the...
Okay,
Charlie, I'm going to be in the business. I must have misindicated. I thought I had indicated I had no traffic. Okay, didn't hear that before, but heard it now. No problem. Justin, you're up next. KC2GIK, that's one of me.
Call, spending too much time on CW, that's my two on you.
Okay, gives you a step away a little bit. Okay, lately I've been getting some emails from various individuals asking for information about the two different things, but they're sort of related. One is the when NYPD started using the frequencies in what's known as UHF TV Channel 16, which is 482 to 488 megahertz. And the first time I remember noticing that they were using that is when they put together the new, at that time, the new band plan 10 years ago, 1997. If anybody knows if it's being in that, you know, please forward that information. The other thing is, the question related to that, in the same frequency band, is the new UHF trunk system, which is supposed to be active by March or April of 2008, which rumors are around that they're testing some of the frequency equipment. So if anybody's got any hard evidence or heard something, please forward that in so that putting the pieces together of the system. It's supposed to be a UHF Motorola system that can also do ESCO 25. And what was originally being put out as 6.25 kilohertz separate between the channels has been pulled back to 12 from the latest information that I've gotten. So people can listen around and let us know what's going on. Supposedly, they're going to have various sites around the five boroughs. In fact, the latest news that I saw was two in each borough, minimum. So it sounds like they're concentrating on smaller zones to cover just the borough, and then probably something off Bentmire to cover the whole city. So consider that your detective assignment for the next month or so. Most of the frequencies are in the lower half of 482 megahertz, so you can check out the link on my website and Y frequencies. Don't pay attention to the left-hand column where those channels are 6.25 kilohertz space. Go to the column in the center. So those channels are spaced out every 12.5 kilohertz. Okay, come to the bottom of the list of those who had traffic, so we'll stand by for additional traffic, and we'll check the email. Again, if you're not able to get in on the air, drop an email. The email address is nytxa@yahoo.com. This is M20B.
Can I get that website again?
Okay, we got a couple of people in there.
K2ATF checking in, and what a query.
Okay, K2ATF, that's Todd. Who is the other person?
November 2, X-ray Victor Delta. Can you repeat that website again?
Okay, got WP2SGT checking to Pete, a little weak on the audio, and Tom XVD, the website or the email address?
Did you have a website with that, the frequencies for the NYPD?
www.n2nov.net.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, let's see, Todd. K2ATF, you're up next.
Good evening, Charlie, and everyone on frequency. Quick question, I just turned on. I heard you mention something about the 482s. I got into the tail end of it. What department was that for? Was that YPD or a fire department?
The way this
is
hard is that DUIT is putting together UHF trunk system in those channels that we thought was going to go to the fire department. But fire departments and EMS and all the administrative and OEM and upper end first response agencies are supposed to be on that trunk system when it's ready to go.
It's going to be mixed mode or straight APCO 25?
Not sure yet.
I'm just keeping my ears pinned down on that. I've been scanning the frequencies up there. I usually do it at least twice a week. I haven't heard any testing on there yet.
Okay, well, if you have enough panels available in the bank, I'd say throw them all in there in conventional mode. And turn on the bank as you're scanning other things. So it's quiet, then you'll zip right through it. And if something happens, that you can stop on it.
That's very good. I'll do that now, as a matter of fact. I'm near the scanner now. I might as well do it. I'll see what happens. At least we're starting to see some things materialize. Next step will be 2008 for fire boroughs. I've seen it on radio reference. They made comments that the coax cables are going up with the antennas and everything for the UHF dispatch. So it'll be nice to see what's going to be implemented next year.
Things are moving in. What's interesting, though, is that the whole idea of putting this system on UHF goes back to 1997, 1998, when they were talking about a Channel 16-1 radio project. So they didn't have to carry around a VHF, UHF, and 800 radio. They could just carry around one UHF radio. So took 10 years, a delay with 9/11 in the middle of all that, and billions of dollars being spent through Homeland Security money, which really hasn't gone very far. It looks like they're finally putting things together. So we'll see what happens.
K2ATF returning. It should be an interesting thing. I just hope when the K2ATF, boy, I hope their friends will be just as good or even better. So, like, if I'm sitting in the lower half of Brooklyn, I'll be able to still hear the EMS side of it. What I do, anything being implemented, from what I understand, and this is just from people in the field, and, you know, from what I heard, people with the nation's knowledge, 100%, but according to what they're telling me, EMS, there's not going to be any changes. It's just going to be fire suppression itself. Sit back and see what materializes. Wait, I'm going to go into the listening mode.
Okay, very good, Don, and appreciate any updates that you hear out there in the field. To compile
everything that is available
for everyone. Okay, let's see. Keith, you're next. WP2STT, and 10-1 on me. Hey, sir. Am I making it? Hearing you sometimes on one of the repeaters and sometimes making it through here. What are you coming in on 449025? There's a slight delay going on in the beginning, it's getting cut off.
Excellent.
YW.
it is excellent. It's a good thing to print out.
Yeah, I'm disappointed that Ralph isn't here to tell us more about it. Probably working late, kind of work that he does. He's in the graphic arts area. So, working late, trying to do stuff. He tells me that he's working on some other agencies as well, so maybe see more in the future. Okay, let's see. I'm not seeing anything else in the email at this moment. So, stay by for any late check-ins, otherwise we'll wrap it up a little early tonight. This is then probably with the shortwave scandal list at that.
KC2QKS, can I still check in?
Sure, no problem, Frank. Any traffic or just checking in?
Just a little bit of traffic. I've been working with my handheld over here, and you know, I think I've kind of mastered how to program it. It's been fun. I've been working on the listening in on the B-band. I guess maybe, you know, a question about the B-band. It looks like it's mostly for listening, but if you do catch one of the frequencies that you're allowed to talk to, you can also transmit on it. Have you found that you can do that? Back to you, Charlie.
Hey, you'll have to fill people in, Frank, because they don't know what you're talking about. They think it's some new scanner you're talking about. Actually, what he's talking about is Kim would have six handhelds, and it's got dual VFOs. And in VFOB, it allows you to tune into frequencies outside of the amateur band. Everything from AM broadcast band on up to 1.2 gig. So, yeah, that's a good feature, Frank, for listening to different things like the police and the fire and broadcast stuff that you probably have in that radio.
Thanks for the advice. Back to you.
What's the version of two worlds? Amateur transceiver is white band receiver. Yep. Alright, just last reminder, this weekend, Saturday afternoon, is supposed to be the broadcast of Radio State Helena down in the South Atlantic. We have a shortwave receiver to 11092.5 OSI band. It's a commercial transmitter that they're using for their special event broadcast. It's going to be weak, but they have a shot at hearing them and sending away for their special UFO flight. So we sent out the information on this probably about a month ago. I'll take like 5 minutes to have a reminder to everyone. Again, if you're not on our email list or you haven't got email from us in a while, it's because the server has been bouncing to stop your account. Let me know by sending an email to nyexa@yahoo.com and I'll either reactivate it or add you to the list. And then I'll send out all the information. Okay, so drop me that message tonight before I send anything to all this out. With that, we'll say 7-3 and catch you all here next Wednesday as we get ready for end-of-year activities. 7-3 for now, and 2-1 will be clear.